Let's talk about heading to Zealand and beyond to participate in Pick for Pantries. It's a program that lets you pick customers, donate a portion of their pick to local food pantries. Let's discuss. Garrett Ziegler, MSU Extension brings you on, community food systems educator. Good morning to you, Garrett.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Have you picked a few strawberries in your life?
I have, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a favorite activity.
Part of the training, probably, that MSU put you through, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations sharing the word with us, and certainly talking about something that we have in our own backyard that is giving to others. So the big picture, Pat Garrett, is that Ottawa Food is bringing back its Pick for Pantries program. What is this?
Yeah, so this is the second year we'll be doing this program, and it's something we organized as a pilot year last year. Basically, we're encouraging people to get out to their local U-Pick farms, and we've worked, last year we worked with Visser Farms for strawberries, and then Bowerman Blueberries for U-Pick blueberries, which is also over in the Holland, Zealand area. And basically, the concept is when you come to pick berries for yourself, we're kind of providing an option where you can get a green bucket that has an Ottawa Food, which is the organization that I'm working with on this project, logo on it. And you pick, basically you fill that bucket up, and I think, you know, it costs maybe $5. So you pay for that, what you're donating. And then that food is collected at the end of every day where we're hosting the program, and it's donated to a local food pantry. So we're trying to provide some fresh fruits to some of the pantries in the area in Ottawa County. You know, we hear a lot from users of food pantries that there's not enough fresh fruits and vegetables. So we think this is a way to help boost the number of fresh fruits that are available to those folks.
You kicked this off, I think, yesterday, didn't you?
We did, yeah. So we started it off, I think Visser just started their U-Pick on Saturday, and we had our first Pick for Pantries Day yesterday. So it's every Tuesday and Thursday throughout June. At Visser's that you'll be available or able to go and donate some of your pick.
Are there times for these events to happen?
It's just corresponds to the farm's U-Pick hours. So I think Visser's open from 8 to 8 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can pretty much go any time of the day and be able to donate that portion of your pick.
Yeah. And this year, even more farms are participating. As you mentioned, blueberries are available to be picked.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, they're still the farms, that, as we're communicating with them, they say, you know, maybe middle of July. They're not exactly sure on a starting date yet. But last year we worked with Bowerman's Blueberries, so we'll be working with them again this year. And then also we added a Crossroads Blueberry Farm, which is a little bit more further on the northern side of the county, closer to Grand Haven, Spring Lake area.
Nice. Tell me a little bit more about Ottawa Food.
Sure. So Ottawa Food is an organization it's been around for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. It's kind of run by the Ottawa County Health Department, Department of Public Health. Yeah. And it's an organization that really focuses on just healthy eating. So trying to get more people in Ottawa County to eat healthy. We're trying to reduce hunger, obviously trying to provide food for folks that need it, and also just promote the idea that there are hungry people in Ottawa County, lots of hungry people in Ottawa County that, you know, don't have enough food on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And then we're also trying to get more people to eat and consume local food. So not only eating healthy, but making sure that healthy food is local.
Yes. And it looks like the local food pantries, tell me if I'm, Harvest Stand Ministries, Salvation Army. Here.
Yep, those are the pantries that we're working with. They'll be swinging by the U-Pick farms after after people have donated on those specific days and picking up that produce and then distributing it to their pantry users.
Yes. Imagine the timing has to be such that if I'm picking your blueberries, hopefully they'll be taken away as soon as possible.
Yep,
right?
Yep. They're picked up right at the end of each day. So then they're distributed out the very next day to folks. So we have a quick turnaround to ensure that you know they stay fresh, and because they are perishable food items for sure.
For that, talking to Garrett Ziegler, community food systems educator with MSU Extension, and this Pick for Pantries that's returning to Ottawa County, kicked off yesterday at Visser Strawberry Farm, and Patch, I should say. All right, I've never picked. Tell me what the secret is to, you know, to making this a worthwhile event.
Well, you know, U-Pick farms are great, right? Yeah. They provide you an opportunity to get outside. A lot of times it's a family outing. You know, you take the kids. We encourage that you try not to eat too many of the berries as you're picking them. The farmers tend not to like that.
That can't be legal.
You know, I'm sure people sneak them occasionally. But yeah, it's a great way. Usually, you know, it's a cheaper price per pound if you go out and do it yourself. So yeah, and the season... you know, keep an eye on Visser's Facebook page because they're right. updating, you know, how the berry supply is throughout the season. Our Ottawa Food Facebook page is also has updates on it. So
great. So here we are June 13th. Head to a website to find out where I can start picking.
Yep. We have a website, ottawafood.org is our Ottawa Food Council's website. Also, I would say our Facebook page is probably the best spot for updates, and we'll be posting dates for July and August for the blueberries as well on there. So just search Ottawa Food on Facebook and you should find it no problem.
And bottom line, Garrett, this is such that, sure, pick for yourself, but this is an opportunity to pick for pantries.
Correct. Yep. Trying to provide fresh fruits and vegetables to people that need it.
Awesome. All right. Keep up your good work with the MSU Extension educating us when it comes to community food systems. Garrett Ziegler, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.